what's so good about it? Save his life, call his wife, and yeah, 404. How's your boy been? How my boy cried himself to sleep last night after a Yankee loss. That's how my boy did last night, and he's not alone. Thankfully, I wasn't allowed to go to sleep. Otherwise, I would have cried myself to sleep after that loss last night from the New York Yankees. Yeah, I'm still confident. Yeah, they're still the better team. Yeah, they're still up 2-1 in the series. Yeah, they're throwing a better starting pitcher, even though we haven't seen Luis Gil in about 3 years. The pitching matchup is still in the favor of the New York Yankees. But they had an opportunity last night to put this series on ice. They had an opportunity last night after heroics from the captain, the much maligned captain, who everybody is all over. He doesn't come through with clutch hits. He stinks. I got a million people sending me tweets after his strikeout in the first inning. Not as many after the home run in the eighth as they got to the world-class closer. The one thing, like this would have been, not only would they have gone up 3-0, they would have sent a direct message to the Cleveland Guardians that you ain't got nothing for us. Because that's the one part of the team that's special, right? As we knock Cleveland, as we talk about, they're inferior to the Yankees. You know, I just saw the story literally as I was scrolling through Twitter that, you know, Gio yesterday said that he's watching Netflix because he's so bored with the Yankees and Guardians. It's a cakewalk. It's a laughing stock. The Central's a joke. The Guardians suck. There's no competition. The easiest path to a World Series that any team has ever faced in the history of the sport. The one thing they had was an excellent bullpen and a world-class closer. And the Yankees took them deep with their two guys back-to-back to give them the lead. That would have crushed Cleveland. Never mind the fact, obviously, 3-0 is almost impossible to come back from. It would have been the death knell to them because it's like, geez, we can't even win when we put Class A on the mound with a 2-run lead. Like, it would have been a devastating loss. It would have ended this series. It probably would have ended in a sweep later today. And while I am still confident in all that, I'm concerned about giving them momentum. I'm concerned about what happens to this team. I'm concerned about the bullpen now because the one positive of if they would have just went quietly into the night and had Class A just go through them like a hot knife through butter and lose this game 3-1. We wouldn't have had those moments. Now Judge can lean on it and Stanton continues to come through and it's important and all that, fine. But even if that would happen and they didn't have all those heroics, you wouldn't have pitched Clay Holmes and you wouldn't have pitched Weaver, who right now, I don't know if they're going to be available for this game. I don't know the state of the back end of this bullpen. You lose Hamilton to injury during the game, and it just feels like right now, after those, and as much as, you know, they got to Class A, he didn't throw a lot of pitches. He hasn't pitched at any other point in this series. He's a lot more fresh than Weaver is. He's a lot more fresh than Clay Holmes is. I mean, they've had some, Gattis has pitched in almost every game in this series. Herron has pitched a lot. Smith has pitched in the last two games, so they have some guys who've obviously thrown, but Class A hasn't really thrown, and the state of the Yankee bullpen now after having to come back and pitch after taking the lead and then blowing it, I don't know what this bullpen looks like tonight. So while I'm still confident, I'm glad that they showed a pulse, I'm glad they showed life, I'm ecstatic Judge has that home run to build on and look to and shut up the haters with, and something he can build on and say, hey, I know I can come through in the big moments in the postseason if that was ever an issue for him. Clearly, it should no longer be. It was an opportunity to end the series. They didn't take advantage. And now, even with the starting pitching advantage, you would got to think the bullpen, considering, one, it's kind of a must-win for Cleveland, and two, they're just a little bit fresher than certainly the two best relievers of this series who did get clipped, who both gave up 2-run home runs. But they've been the two best pitchers for them, and I don't know where they stand. And with Hamilton's injury, they might have to bring up another pitcher. They might have to IL Hamilton. So I don't know the state of the bullpen, which scares me. But ultimately, even if they lose, and I'm not saying they're going to, but even if they lose and tie the series at 2, it's still a best of three now with two games at Yankee Stadium, Cole pitching one of them, and still the better pitching matchup and just the better old team. I would still feel confident even if they lose later today. So ultimately, it's just one loss. Ultimately, they showed a lot of pulse. They showed a lot of life. They got off the deck and beat one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. But it's just a gut punch. And I will say the one other benefit from it, the one other benefit from this Yankee loss, the one other thing is similar to the conversation, if you remember, Ranger fans, what we had in the postseason for the Rangers last year. If you are going to win the World Series, and we'll get to the Mets in a second, taking your phone calls at 888-808-1009. If you're going to win the World Series, and let's just assume for a second, and I know that might bother some Mets fans, but let's just assume for a second it's going to be this Dodger team that is currently kicking the crap out of the New York Mets. You're going to have to show some resilience, and you're going to have to deal with adversity, right? And much like the Ranger conversation we had around that team in the postseason, you didn't want to just sweep everybody. You didn't want to have it easy throughout the whole time. You didn't want to just cakewalk to the World Series and then suddenly be thrust in a position of adversity. Now we're going to find out what this Yankee team is made of. We're going to find out how they deal with getting punched in the face. We're going to find out how they respond off of a brutal, brutal loss. A gut punch where their hero, their captain, came through and tied the game. When Stanton gives them the home run, when they even tack on an extra run in the ninth, we're going to find out how they respond when their closer blows it. We're going to find out how they respond when they don't have as deep a bullpen. And we're going to find out how they respond when they are staring at blowing a 2-0 lead in a series and being back tied. How does this Yankee team respond to that moment? Because if they're going to beat the Dodgers, they're going to have to respond to a loss. They're going to have to respond to being in a tough spot. And so maybe, just maybe, although it didn't help for the Rangers any, maybe, just maybe, it's a good thing and a positive thing that this team can lean back on if they make it further down the line. And then, of course, we talked about the Mets. There's really not much other to say than the Mets had a few opportunities. They had bases loaded, I believe it was in the third with one out. And then they had bases loaded with nobody out in the sixth. Both of these games at Citi Field, both of these ugly games where they got their ass kicked, played very similarly, where obviously you get an early lead. Ohtani hits a home run in this game. And yes, Vientos comes back, but still that kind of set the tone. And then they score more runs. The Dodgers offense continues to just add runs. And this Met lineup has opportunities, puts guys on, creates traffic on the base path, but can't come through with the big hit. Bases loaded, nobody out. You get a strikeout. You get a pop-up. And you get a moment for Winker, who probably should be in the lineup from the beginning of the game. He should probably be in there. Hits a ball that you thought for a brief moment was going to get you back into this game. But right now, you look at it, the story of this series is, unfortunately for the New York Mets, there's not much to it other than they're being outclassed. They're being beat in every way, shape, and form. They're being outpitched by the bullpen, certainly. And they cannot stop this lineup. Once it gets rolling, they can't stop this Dodger lineup. They've scored how many runs over the last, you know, in their three victories, how many runs have the Dodgers scored? 30 runs. With a 10 spot last night. They keep adding. You can't get Ohtani out. Mookie Betts with four hits. Max Muncy is on base 12 consecutive times. Betts hitting home runs. Kiki Hernandez hitting home runs. Edmund was with big hits. Like, it's just, they're just absolutely getting their doors blown off. And they have no answers for it. Guys who are weapons for them out of the bullpen, Maton, Buto, have not been in the postseason, have not been in this series. And they're going to David Peterson later today to try and save their season. And he's been good. He's been, you could argue, their second best starter down the stretch of the year. I feel like he should have had an opportunity to start, but they're not going with Kodai Senga. They're going with Peterson. And somehow, some way, they're going to have to limit the damage this offense, this Dodger offense does. But for me, I don't know. I have more confidence in the Mets scoring runs and figuring out a way to get that double up the alley with the bases loaded instead of the strikeout, to get that Lindor grand slam instead of the strikeout on the curveball or the pop-up. Like, I have more faith that that happens than I do they shut down this Dodger lineup that looks to be cooking right now. They're doing it without Freddie Freeman for the most part. And a lineup that I thought was top-heavy and was going to be a little bit easier to pitch down the line and down the lineup have been getting responses from everybody. Kiki Hernandez is beating you. Edmonds is beating you. Muncy's beating you. It's not just Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman. It's not. So how does this team respond after, you know, having now their life on the line? And also, the one thing I'll give the Mets here, because I don't think it's over. I think they have an opportunity. Hey, you win one game, momentum changes. We're going to find out if that happened in the Yankee series. But what I will say is, now, after getting to the NLCS, when you beat Philadelphia, right? When you have all these heroics, you beat Philadelphia, you feel like a team of destiny, you're making pumpkin shirts, you got purple seats for Grimace out in the outfield. Like, when you do this and you get to this NLCS, there's pressure to win. And so much of this was built on nobody expected anything. Nobody expected this from us. Nobody expected this from us. That's tough to say when you just beat Philadelphia in four games. That's tough to say when you're playing in the NLCS. When is it easy again to say? When you're down 3-1. Now you can play the, well, we're done. No one expects us to get back into this series. Everyone figures the Dodgers are going to lose. That has been a mindset that has helped this Met team every stop along the way. And they've had to deal with the pressure of expectation since, I'll give them the clincher game of Philadelphia. When you go up 2-1, now there's expectations. They handled that well and won a game. But now they've really had expectations in this series. And a lot of people talking about a matchup that favored the Mets, right? The starting pitching of the Dodgers is kind of in shambles with injuries. They're throwing so many bullpen games. The lineup isn't as deep as San Diego's. You caught a break there, blah, blah, blah. Like, those were a lot of the conversations around this team heading into this series. There were major expectations about winning. Everyone expected it. Everyone expected the next grand slam, the next huge hit, the next big moment. Who's going to do it? Who's Howie Rose going to say the biggest moment of their career? Who was next on the biggest moment of their career list? Now they're down and out. Now they're getting their ass kicked. Now no one expects it. Now everyone figures the Dodgers are going to end this tonight and head to the World Series and await the New York Yankees. That's what everyone expects. The Mets have played a hell of a lot better when they were beating the odds, when they were telling people, I told you so. And that is back on the table. So let's see how they respond. Because we know how they've responded in every single situation. Every time it's been asked of them, they've gotten off the deck. And now they have no choice but to do so, and we'll see how they treat it. 888-808-1019. So let's get to the calls here. A gut-wrenching, frustrating, incredibly annoying for a million different things that went on in the Yankee game kind of loss. And the Mets just got the tar kicked out of them by what seems to be a better team, and we'll see how they respond later today. Let's go to Alex in Bergen County. What's up, Alex?
Morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Could be better.
Yeah, I could be better, too.
Oh, man. So, you touched on it before. Trevino getting picked off there turned out to be huge because Glaber, he had a fly ball, which would have been a sac fly if he didn't get picked off there, and that run makes a difference in the end.
Yeah, I would think that probably would have been a sac fly. Yeah. It was a little bit of a line drive, and I don't know how deep it was, but it probably would have been
I forgot who the runner on third was, but I think
The runner on third would have been Verdugo. So he probably
good
scores.
Chance, yeah.
No, of all the base running blunders, of all of them, even Volpe has a base running blunder in this game, and it ends up working out for them and leads to a run, ironically. And that's another reason. Like, you thought, man, everything's panning out for the Yankees. Even when they have a bad base running play, the ball gets knocked out of his glove. It leads to a sacrifice fly run. Like, it's coming up roses. But
and we've been saying this all year for their base running issues.
Yeah, no doubt. Not as bad as some other years, but yeah, they're not a great base running team.
No, they're not at all.
But they're not very fast either. They had Volpe, and that was it. Jazz Chisholm kind of changed the dynamic of the team, and he stole a base in this game. You'd like to see Volpe run a little bit more. But of all the base running blunders, no doubt, the one that's the most puzzling, because you could chalk other ones up to being aggressive. I don't even know what Trevino's doing. He's not trying to steal second base in that situation.
I just think he hasn't played in so long, and I just think with the lefty on the mound, he forgot, you know, jab step.
I think he took it immediately, and he got picked off right there. I think he took a big lead, and the pickoff move came just as he took like a bounce. Like he was bouncing a little bit too much, and just as he was like bouncing in the air towards second base, the pickoff throw came, and he got caught at the perfect time. But it's unacceptable.
Yeah, exactly. But for me, I mean, you know, I'm a diehard baseball person, diehard Yankee fan, and I've always seen throughout the years of watching playoffs, momentum shift so easily. And I still have confidence because I do think in the end this team is just a better team and they're going to come to play. But I would have much rather them just bowed down and lost 3-1 and said, whatever, we'll come back and win tomorrow instead of doing all that just to blow it. And it's like, damn.
I don't know. It's a tough one. I don't know. You don't want to see fight. You don't want to see Judge have that home run that he can now, like, you know, lean on and that we can all, like, you know, forget that narrative that he can't hit in the postseason and he's not clutch. You don't want to see them get off the deck, show fight. And so not only do they hit the two home runs, then they score a run in the ninth inning, and then in the 10th, they have two runners on. Like, they've shown fight here. I don't know if I'd rather have them just died. The only disadvantage, the only way that would have been better, is you wouldn't have thrown Clay Holmes and Weaver. And now you did. That's the only thing. But other than that, I'm never opposed to showing life, man. And again, that moment was special. I know it's not going to feel that way if they lose the series, especially. But it's in a losing game. But that Judge home run off of Class A, you know. And for me, and this is just me because it's personal, it was the first moment really of me and my son like celebrating together. We were sitting there watching it. We were both jumping up and down, hugging each other, high fiving each other. He was screaming. Like, that's a moment I'll remember. I'm glad it happened. I'm glad they showed fight. They got to go out there and win. They're better than this team. There's no excuse not to win still. They're still in the driver's seat. And quite honestly, I know no one wants to hear it, even if they lose today. They're in the driver's seat. I never expected it to be easy. We could have all the talk around it that it was supposed to be easy. They're supposed to sweep. Are you embarrassed by this loss? I'm not embarrassed. Should they have dominated the Guardians to a point where it was never going to be a series? No. Silly to think so. They won 92 games. They've got good players. They've got an excellent bullpen. The thought that the Yankees should have just steamrolled them is ridiculous. Now, you'd like to win when you're up two runs, nobody on, and two strikes. I mean, it's not ideal to lose that game. That's a spot you figure you're going to win. But it doesn't change the fact that they're the better team. They're throwing the starting pitcher tomorrow. They have the better lineup. They're up 2-1. And even if they lose, now it's a 3-game series with two of those games being played at Yankee Stadium and the Yankees ace, who's by far the best pitcher among any of the two teams, is going to go in one of those games. So, and Rodon is going to go in one game. He dominated them the last time out. So whatever happens later today, I expect them to win and take a commanding 3-1 lead. Even if they don't, I still feel good about the series. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Come back with your phone calls right here on The Fan. It is crazy, though, the amount of just... Now between the Yankees and Mets, and I guess the Yankees are just kind of getting into the picture now, but like the crazy games we have seen. I know most of them are Mets, but like, man... This playoff run, the one thing about it, it has been fun, man. Some of these games are drunk. This game last night with the Yankees was insane. I mean, they are down to the last strike with nobody on, up two runs with Weaver on the mound. It's been unbelievable. Gives up a double on a full count to Logan Thomas. And then the home run to the pinch hitter Noel. I mean, just absolute bomb, too. Lane Thomas. Logan Thomas. I mean, Lane Thomas. Crazy games. Crazy. And now the Mets are boring. For all the Met fans are telling me, oh, the Yankees are boring, it's boring. Well, these two games against the Dodgers and Citi Field have been boring. Got their ass handed to them. I mean, There's no other way to put it. They have to be embarrassed. They have to get pissed off, and they have to show up later today to get back in the swing of things. But, man, what a crazy night. Crazy game. Frustrating. Still feel good about the Yankees, but a frustrating, frustrating go of it. And it's supposed to be a happy football Friday. We're supposed to get that win. We do the football games. Get ready for the Jets and Giants. They're the ones who are supposed to piss us off. Our two baseball teams are supposed to make us feel good. Phil in Manhattan. What's up, Phil?
Hey, good morning. After last night's colossal debacle in Cleveland, I mean, I don't want to see the Yankees just win. I want to see the Yankees totally demolish the Cleveland Guardians. But whether they can do that is a whole other issue. That image of Aaron Judge striking out, looking in the top of the 10th inning, and then David Fry coming back with that two-run home run is still with me.
Okay. I mean, you're going to get on Judge for striking out looking in the 10th inning?
Yes, I am going to get on the overrated Judge for striking out looking. Yes, I am.
Are you serious?
The
guy hit a game-tying two-run home run off the best relief pitcher in the sport.
Very good.
Oh,
he
very
didn't
good.
Come through
oh,
when
oh, yeah,
he was
oh.
really needed
what?
In the top
what?
Of the 10th inning.
What? What?
He did not come through. Then David Fry comes through.
I can't take it. I can't take it. He didn't come through when he was really needed. Those words were just uttered here on the station. Aaron Judge in last night's Yankee game did not come through when he was really needed. The man hit a two-run home run in the eighth inning against the best relief pitcher in the sport when they were down two runs. They're on their way to a loss with two outs. Two outs, down two in the eighth inning against the greatest relief pitcher in the league. But that's not when they were needed. He wasn't needed in that moment. I mean, yeah, he came through, but I mean, you know. He was needed in the 10th, leading off the 10th. Oh my God. The overrated Judge. I cannot believe that. You want to know why I'm pissed they lost the game? That's why I'm pissed they lost the game, because someone still thinks they can call up and say that. My goodness. Lenny in Glendale. What's up, Lenny?
How are you? First of all, I just heard that thing. Overrated Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Can you imagine someone ever say that
no.
as a Yankee fan?
Well, I mean, I could have, three games ago. Now that he's hit home runs in back-to-back games, one that gave them a comfortable lead.
He might go 5-6-8 in a row.
Yeah. I mean, the guy just, that home run is enormous. How could you possibly say he didn't come through when they needed him?
He's overrated. And when we needed him, he didn't come through. No. Can I say one thing, though?
Yeah.
I know there was a man on first, two out. Bottom of the night, we're winning 5-3.
Yeah. Man on second.
A man on second. I'm sorry. John Sterling, I was coming home from work, so I'm listening in the car. I'm going crazy, you know, where we hit the home runs. Yeah. That guy said he's a monster. He should be a linebacker in football. All he does is home runs or whatever. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what you could listen. You could go back and listen to John Sterling.
Yeah. No, he's a big guy.
To myself, I know you never put a guy on, and then, but the guy behind him, is the ex-Met Ramirez, whatever his name is,
Jimenez.
Has two home runs the whole year.
Yeah.
Now you have Weaver that's been pitching great baseball.
Yeah.
Walk that guy, and if get your base hit. It's only one run down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one run.
No.
He's got to give up two hits. He's not going to give up two hits. Why pitch it is boom?
No. You cannot walk. You do not put the tying run on base in the ninth inning.
I know that.
Then obviously you don't know that because you're calling up suggesting they do it.
Why walk? But the guy's got two home runs. He's not going to hit a home run.
But you don't know what happens. You make it... First of all, how many, you could have a wild pitch. You could have an infield. Like, you could get beat on a single. Like, you do not put the tying run on base. The only thing that beat you is a home run. The guy isn't one of the great home. He's got one hit in the postseason. He didn't start the game for a reason. It's not Aaron Judge with the base open. I know he's a big dude. Don't give up a home run. Make a good pitch. You do not put the runners on. You do not give them the tying run. You don't put him on first base. Absolutely not. You pitch to Noel and you get him out. You do not put the tying run on base. Anything could happen. We saw Rizzo make two errors in the span of two innings. I'm not making. Then what if he walks a guy? Now I'm asking him to throw more pitches. Now I'm putting it in a. I'm not putting the tying run on base. Absolutely not. Worst case scenario, I'm tied. Worst case scenario, I'm tied. I put the runner on base. I could lose the game. No, you do not put the tying run on base. No. Don't hang it. Don't leave up a changeup. He made a terrible pitch. Chris in Maplewood. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, C-Mac?
What's up?
First of all, dude, don't ever let that judge is overrated guy call this fishing.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it's, listen, I could understand the frustration and the leading to being having that said. If he did nothing, he literally hit a 2-run home run against the best relief pitcher in the sport, down 2 runs in the 8th inning. I mean, it's an enormous home run, and he's calling him overrated because he struck out in the 9th. He struck out in the 10th. Oh my god.
It was really nice to hear that moment you had with your son watching the game. I'm a Mets fan, but you know, stuff like that is why sports are amazing, man.
Correct.
They really are. And there's a couple points that I want to get to. One's kind of bigger scale, one is smaller.
Okay.
I went to Game 3 at Citi Field. That was the first playoff game I ever went to. The environment was amazing. Absolutely amazing. Francis Stolen's four carried this team so hard. And, you know, I think it kind of got lost in the hot streak and the road up to, you know, the last two games where they're falling off a cliff. But how he got that team here, I mean, that should really raise his MVP stock. And I know that I'm biased.
Well,
and
yeah.
No possibility of it happening. I mean, looking at the last two games, the fact that Lindor brought this team this far it makes it really more mind-blowing.
Well, I mean, I a couple things. One, it's a regular season award, so it has nothing to do with it. I don't even think you mean that. You just mean watching it should tell you how much of an MVP he is. Yeah, I understand that, but you want to look at this series and have the MVP conversation. Ohtani's killing it while Lindor's done nothing in the series. He's at one home run. And it was a big home run, led to their only victory. But Ohtani's hitting the ball out of the ballpark left and right. He's getting on base. You know, he's had a great series. While Lindor has one hit. And because the whole Dodger team is so good. The Mets had a lineup full of guys with an above average OPS. Let's not make it seem like Lindor carried them. Lindor is great. Lindor, under normal circumstances, would have, first of all, he got snubbed as a Gold Glove finalist. He should be a Gold Glove finalist. He's absolutely the second. He's the first runner-up in the MVP voting, and under a normal circumstance with normal players, he would be the MVP of the National League. Ohtani's special, and he's proving it in this series. Like, so when you mention the MVP, I don't know if this is the exact series you want to talk about, because Ohtani hits the leadoff home run. Ohtani hit a 3-run home run to break the game open in Game 3. Ohtani's on base constantly. Lindor's done nothing. He struck out with the bases loaded. And I'm not trying to knock Lindor. You can't. He's 100% the reason they're here. But if you're going to have an MVP discussion and tell me that this series improves his argument when the guy he's going to lose to is killing it, I don't know. 888-808-1019, quick break. Come back and finish up with your phone calls right here on The Fan. All right, 4:46. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Let's get to as many baseball calls as we can. Heading down the stretch. Coming off two Brewers. Just talking to Fleegs, who's here. Making jokes because, you know, he's big on the Yankees already in the World Series. So he's joking about, hey, you know, hopefully the Mets can win a game here. And you have the loss, all it did was avoid the long layoff the Yankees could have had. I'm not worried about layoffs. You have to get wins. And I'm worried about I think Luis Gil is very important to this game for the Yankees tomorrow. He's got to give them innings because I just don't know what kind of bullpen they have. Mets, same thing. Like, you know, they got, I guess they'll have Senga coming in relief. I don't know what he's going to be able to give them. I trust Peterson to get deep into this game. He has done it a lot. If he can, you know, try and navigate this lineup. But it's, to me, it's the offense. They got to score runs. Like, that's who they are. It's what they're built on. They've got to put up a crooked number. And you know, Flaherty was good in the first start. You got to find a way to get to him. He's not that good. Maury in Belmore. What's up, Maury?
Tonight is your night, bro.
Tonight is your night, bro.
Two quick points. First off, what's up, Fleegs? Most importantly, wins, losses, whoever moves on. The moment and the time to spend with your kid and the experience you mentioned, I know that your dad's passed, but there are memories of the Yankees.
Yep.
So that's going to be something that he'll never forget. I love that you're carrying it on. I did it with my daughter. I do it with my son, who's an hour behind in Alabama, but we talk every time the game starts, middle of the game. So that's beautiful. Keep it up. Who cares who wins or loses? It's those memories that's more important than anything else. That's why I love sports. When Reggie got hit in the arm and I was crying, my dad's like, go to bed. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Those are the memories I love forever.
Yeah, I had a whole lot of it's going to be okay. It's going
to
be okay.
I can't wait to hug you, big boy, Chris. But it's so emotional. I love that stuff. It's just beautiful. And then we have the coach not making the changes with Verdi and the catcher. I don't like it. I wish he didn't do it. Why not just start with what was working? That's my only gripe.
Yeah.
We're going to win. We're going to lose. My only gripe is that. And listen, I love Judge. He's batting 174, but I think the forces have been turned on. So be aware, everyone.
Yeah.
And Chisholm needs to wake up. Chisholm needs to wake up. He's not what I wanted.
They have a couple of guys. Yeah, I mean,
overrated.
Listen, I don't care his batting average. He had a slow start. The guy, he's hit two home runs in he's hit a home run in back-to-back games. He had a two-run home run that gave them a four-run lead that was pivotal in game two, and he just hit a game tying. Like, Judge's those home runs, that's all you have to do. I'm sorry. You can strike out in the 10th inning if you hit the two-run home run that tied the game in the 8th. We'll forgive you. Like, that. There are at-bats you have to come through, and then there are at-bats you'd like them to come through. And he came through in the at-bat he had to come through in. And as far as changing the lineup, look at Wells. He's awful. I had no problem giving Trevino a shot, and Trevino comes through with the base hit that gives them the first run and gives them the lead in this game. And, you know, Rizzo looked bad defensively in this game. I don't think that's why they lost the changing of the lineup. And clearly moving Stanton up helped them as well, changing that and moving Stanton to cleanup and not having a lefty in between them led to the back-to-back home runs against Class A. So that wasn't it. They had this game won. There's nothing else to look at. Like, we can look at all these different decisions. Like, how many more runs were they going to score? What'd you expect? Like, they had a two-run lead with nobody on and an 0-2 count on Lane Thomas, and they lost the game. They have their closer on the mound who's been unhittable in this postseason. I know he gave up, I shouldn't say that because he gave up a home run against Ramirez, but it's been unbelievable in this postseason. He gets a double play to get the first two outs of that inning. He's got an 0-2 count with a two-run lead, and they lost. Like, it's just one of those things. It had nothing to do with almost any other decision prior to that. Pat and Suffren, what's up, Pat?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, you know, I was just going to say that once these games, I mean, the Yankees already had, like, you know, some concerns with their bullpen. Well, I mean, what team doesn't?
Yeah.
And then, but all I'm saying is once it goes into extra innings, like, it's really a, I hate to use a cliche, but it's a real crapshoot. Like, I remember when, going back to when the Mets beat with the Betty Agbayani home run. And I remember, like, yeah. Chris Russo's big point was, oh, by that time, you know, he was a reliever, just, you know, pedestrian off the street guy, you know, and, hey, you know, that's baseball. I mean, you know, it's going to happen.
I mean, listen, that's why you can't get into action. Eventually, and especially the home team has such an advantage at that spot. Like, and after, like, if Holmes gets out of that inning, they're going to Marcus Stroman next. And I have no idea what Stroman's going to give them. And it's a game that Cleveland would need much more. Like, it's just,
thing about Stroman is, why is he in that position? Because he's not pitching well enough to be in the starting rotation.
Right,
and,
exactly.
Know,
no, that's what I'm saying.
But, if you look at it, you know, and I know, I guess you're a Yankee fan, but, you know, the fact that at least they had a competitive game. I mean, these Mets games are horrific. And, you know, you're asking, and people are paying, I don't know what they're paying. I mean, I looked up tickets. I mean, last week they were starting, you know, the ones on the internet were like $330 or whatever. And, you know, it's, at least they had a competitive game. I mean, you know, that's
playoff. I understand that, but there's, you know, there's no moral victories in the league championship series. I understand your point that the Mets had and gave their fans two brutal nights in the cold at Citi Field, where they got their tails kicked in. There's no doubt. Not only, you know, the Dodgers played up to their level, and the Mets just made mistakes. The Mets couldn't come through with big hits at the big moment. I mean, they had opportunities. They could not come through. And this Dodger team is very good. And right now, the bullpen for the Mets, a couple of weapons who you at least thought were weapons heading in Maton and Buto have not been good. So, I mean, you literally feel good with, like, Reed Garrett's been better. Stanek's been good. And you got to trust Diaz on some levels. So, like, that's it. That's it. And maybe Peterson when he's in the bullpen, but he's starting this game later today. So you might have Senga come in off the out of the bullpen. You got to figure out a way. But, yeah, there's no doubt. It's easy. Like, there's a lot of ins and outs. There's Rizzo's play. There's the switching in the lineup. There's the home runs. There's going to Weaver there. Clay Holmes in the ninth. The stolen bases when Trevino was in there. Like, the great play by Jimenez. There's, like, a lot of different things. And, of course, there's plays in this game for the Mets. But, ultimately, it boils down to the Dodgers have played at a higher level. Like, you can nitpick some stuff. The Yankees lost a two-run game with a walk-off home run in the 10th inning. The Mets got their doors blown off. I mean, so you're right there. I mean, there's always plays that could have changed the... If Winker's ball is up, if he gets underneath it a little bit more and hits it out, now it's a one-run game at 7-6, completely different ball game. Sure. They had opportunities. But ultimately, you watched that game. That wasn't a one-play game. That wasn't a here or there. Like, it really wasn't. You could tell yourself that because, sure, any game could, if you play that kind of game in your mind, you could always turn anything into something crazy. But ultimately, the Dodgers have just absolutely laid the wood to them. They can't get out Ohtani. They can't get out Mookie Betts. They can't get out Muncy. Edmonds is having a good series. And the Mets can't get out of their own way. Lindor's done nothing in the series. Alonso's done nothing in the series. Vientos is the only one who's hit, really. You're annoyed they haven't played Winker. J.D. Martinez doesn't make significant contact anymore. He draws walks. But he's not impacting the baseball. Iglesias has completely fallen off a cliff. Bader, no longer productive. Taylor has his moments. Great catch the other night, but... Like, a lot of the stories that put them here are no longer carrying them. And they've been outclassed over the last two games in Citi Field by the Dodgers. And like I said, the one positive of this, or what I think they'll lean on and what they should lean on, is now that there's no pressure. They're supposed to lose this series now. Now it's... Everybody's counting us out. If you would have told us at the beginning, nobody at the beginning of the year, well, now nobody today expects the Mets to win. Nobody. And the pressure is squarely on the Dodgers, and if you can just find a way to win this game and send them back home in their building with the pressure mounting, not being able to close it out in this final game and, you know, going back to a bullpen game for them or whatever they're going to throw, the Mets can throw Manaea. You get Manaea on the mound in a game six with an opportunity to pitch them to a game seven, things can change very quickly. And hopefully the Yankees don't prove that later today, but things can change very quickly. Figure out a way to win this game. But like breaking down the last two games, there's not a lot of breakdown. They've just gotten their ass handed to them. And they've got to figure out a way because it's hard to slow them down. I don't know if I see Peterson completely shutting down this Dodger lineup. I can see getting to Flaherty and scoring runs because they've had opportunities. They've put guys on. They've drawn some walks. They've had bases loaded multiple times in both of these games. Like, the offense needs to figure out a way to break through. That I can see. I can see them. I can't see them completely shutting out Otani, Betts, Muncy, the rest of this lineup that's been so good top to bottom. They're going to have to score runs. And again, the magic is done. Like, the idea that they can go through a whole game and not score runs and squander opportunities, but then get it done in the seventh, eighth, that's not how they're going to win these games. It doesn't feel like it, right? To me, they have to jump out to a lead. Scoring early, it's what helped them in game two, the only game they won in this series. It also, this Dodger team, this offense is so good at tagging on runs. And if they do score early on Peterson and you have to go to a bullpen, what kind of confidence do you have? If he's not good enough to start the game, what kind of confidence do you have in Senga trying to get you a couple innings coming out of the bullpen? Or really, any relievers coming out of this bullpen right now, other than maybe, you know, Stanek Diaz. So Peterson has to go deep, and he's going to pitch a hell of a lot better with the lead. This offense has to jump on Flaherty early. That's the key to winning this game. And for the Yankees, kind of the same thing, because I'm worried about the bullpen. You're going to have to go deep into this game with Luis Gil, and he hasn't pitched in 3 weeks. So what once seemed like a fait accompli, a destined Subway Series, suddenly with the Mets in serious trouble playing later today for their lives, down 3-1, and the Yankees and their cakewalk suddenly up in the air after losing a heartbreaking game last night. Suddenly we're on the verge of a miserable October. And the football teams won't do much better. I'll tweet out the picks. Just felt like a baseball day. Everybody, thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend. Manny, thank you. Thank you guys for calling. Let's go Mets. Let's go Yankees. Let's go Giants. Let's go Jets. I'll see you guys on Monday. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Man. W.